Doug and I are going to talk about some of the issues you can run into when you're running a panel, because a lot of the people on the podcast crew have run all sorts of different panels and have encountered a huge range of these different issues. So what's one of the things that you've run into?
One of the first ones, and this is actually a common one that can be fixed very easily, and that's the previous panel goes over time.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things if you're running a panel, don't show up on time, show up early. That means so you're ready to go, move in right away. If you can, sneak in. And there's, once again, for starting off, every convention that's worth their salt should have a dedicated staffer to that room. And just kind of go up to the staffer and be like, hey, I'm the next panelist, I'm here. And if you notice that they're still not paying attention to the clock, kind of nudge and be like, hey, on the next panelist, my one starts in, 5, 10 minutes. And then they can kind of rein in the other panelists, be like, all right, time to wrap it up.
And usually a good con would schedule in some kind of overlap where there's, time for people to get out and time for the next person to set up.
Yeah.
And that kind of goes into the other big one we have is AV or tech fail. Hopefully you're able to get in there early, and if you are, test everything beforehand. So if you have cables going to a projection screen, if there's microphones, if there's any kind of video you're going to run or slideshow, that you're able to test it before your audience enters. But when the panel runs over, you don't always get an opportunity to do that.
And the thing there too is, if you're making a slideshow, test it beforehand at home. I mean, I know plenty of people who are scrambling to finish it the night before, but still make sure, do at least one or two run-throughs. And sometimes, though, even with the staffer handy, even with all your preparation, something breaks. And sometimes you're just going to have to be prepared to wing it. If it's something like you have a slideshow and the projector dies, just be like, all right, guys, if you want to take a look, have people come up to you, take a look, or go outside the panel room after the panel's over and say, okay, here, I can show you my slides then.
I think it's a good way when you're planning your panel to think of your media as kind of a way to enhance the panel, but don't base the entire panel on it. So just in case something goes wrong, or you have a plan B, there's still a way you can engage the audience for that hour or whatever your time slot is without the tech if need be. Now, sometimes it's not just kind of these more technical problems, but it's actually dealing with the public. Because you're going to host the panel, you actually have to interact with the audience, and you don't get to dictate what your audience is going to be like. And they can range the gamut from very lively to completely dead.
I've had the most phenomenal people in the world. I've had the most terrible people in the world. And there's no way to predict it sometimes. It's just who you get on what day. Maybe they were standing in line for your panel for 2 hours and it's not what they were expecting. Maybe this is the one thing that makes their con every year. You don't know. And sometimes you get that audience member who is being really disruptive. Some people just go to, unfortunately, troll a panel.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's they just, keep talking or keep shouting out memes and stuff. And if patience will go a long way, and it's like, all right, that's good, but we got to keep this moving. And so once again, you can kind of keep an eye out for a staffer and just kind of signal, politely that you kind of need a help, just kind of keep it moving along.
And sometimes it's not even maybe intentionally negative. It's that someone has an opinion that they won't let go. And they want to keep arguing it. And it's good to address that, and that's fine to an extent because dialogue is great with a panel. But if they kind of keep pressing on the point and it's kind of derailing the rest of the panel, it's okay to say, that's excellent. I'd love to talk to you about it more maybe, afterwards, but we need to move on.
Yeah.
Then, on the other end of the spectrum, sometimes you have an audience that just doesn't want to engage with you at all. And maybe you'll ask them, a very interesting question and it's just dead silence.
I've had those times where it's like I've asked a question and like, hey, who here has seen this show? And it's crickets. It's scary. And there are ways around it, though. There are definitely ways around it. And that's, keep asking questions. Be approachable. Say, okay, well, if no one's seen this thing, how about this? And just kind of fail it. And sometimes you might have a shy audience. Some people, it might be that they just aren't in the mood to participate. And, you know, if they're not in the mood to participate, they're just interested in what you have to say, that's okay.
Right. And sometimes sharing your own anecdote, sharing your own stories can engage an audience. Maybe just asking them straight out questions or talking about your topic might not make them feel comfortable talking, mm-hmm. but if you tell them maybe a story that relates to the subject that is more has to do with you, they might feel more comfortable to say something. But if, again, when you're planning the panel, you don't want to rely that your audience is going to be incredibly engaging and fill up that time for you. You have to be prepared to maybe do all the talking if necessary.
And inversely, sometimes you might get, you know, you don't want to be always talking.
Mm-hmm.
I think every panel should be a little bit of a dialogue, and you kind of play around with how much of it is talking with the audience, how much of it is you lecturing. I mean, I've seen some panels that have a lot of neat information, but there's never really a chance to participate as an audience member, and you are bored,
mm-hmm.
even if you like the subject. I mean, that's conventions art exists for fans to interact with other fans.
And as a panelist, I think it's more interesting when the audience participates, because even if it might not be what was on your schedule to talk about, if it's a more interesting discussion and the audience is engaged with it, sometimes that can almost be better.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's not just that the audience doesn't want to talk to you. Sometimes there is no audience.
I've given a panel at one convention. I had maybe 5 people in the room other than myself and the staffer.
That's a little scary.
Yeah. And it's, but once again, there are ways around it. I'd say if you're on a stand or something, if you got a see if they've got a wireless mic, or you can take the mic off the stand and just put back and just make a round table and say, okay, we're going to have this much more intimate, and I guarantee you, you'll win over those people, because all of a sudden they are getting a personalized panel because you are talking directly to them, not just the whole crowd. And that's one of the things I've always found works best. How about you?
I think the same thing. I mean, it's almost like, you know, teaching in a classroom. If you're like one or two people there and someone's standing at the front, you might be intimidated. You might feel like you want to run out the door. But when you start getting down to their level and engaging them, not only are they more likely to participate, but they're probably a lot less likely to run away at that point.
And then sometimes, not everyone does a panel by themselves. There are sometimes where you get a group of your friends, or just you go on the forums and say, hey, I want to talk about this. Who wants to join my panel?
Mm-hmm.
And you get that person. And sometimes it's even the audience who kind of just takes over the show.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a hard one to deal with. I still don't have a magic bullet for it, but patience and politeness will go a long way. And, you know, maybe if they've taken a turn talking and someone else is, just kind of say, hey, you know, just whisper off, give them a quick aside. Hey, I'd like to jump in a little more. It's like, hey, once again, politeness will be very key.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just, you know, don't feel the need to like, oh, they talked for 10 minutes straight. Now I'm going to talk for 10 minutes straight. Keep your points succinct. And people do kind of catch on that, like, okay, I've been hogging the scene for a little bit. And even just raising your hand when someone else is talking that you have something you want to bring in alerts them. It's like, oh, they want to talk too.
It's a good social cue. I mean, we all know since like school that someone raised their hand, it's usually a sign that they'd like to interject into the conversation. And I think sometimes if someone, especially if an audience member has kind of run off with the conversation, it's okay to be firm, but you want to still be very friendly and very polite. It's a very difficult tone to strike, and everyone struggles with it in all aspects of life. I mean, I do customer service for work. It is a very difficult balance to strike, but it's worth at least attempting, and it's worth practicing, because it will get you very far in anything you try to do with the public. And it's just that, you know, be firm but nice. So basically, I mean, no matter what happens, I think if you can kind of keep a sense of humor about it, that will solve you almost any problem that could happen, from a disastrous tech failure to the worst audience in the world. If you can kind of not take it too seriously, not take yourself too seriously, not take anything anyone in the audience says too seriously or personally, it will get you very far no matter what happens.
As the saying goes, if you can laugh about it, you can live with it. And that's one of my favorite lessons from paneling. And it's made my panels better, because if you're joking around, you're having a good time, the audience is going to have a good time. So, you know, keep a good sense of humor. I mean, I've had a panel where I had to make it up on the spot because someone said, there was supposed to be a panel here and nobody showed up. Can you talk about Gundam for an hour? And I said, I can talk about Gundam for 5 hours. But you know what? I'll give you that one. And it's things like that. So, once again, and this applies to all convention stuff, you're there to have fun, make it fun.